This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode 90. I hate goodbyes.
Well, 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 welcome to season 2 of the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with our friends about all the wellness.
Let's chat about what the gurus are saying and enjoy a bev while we're at it.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends, and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Let's talk about bevies. Let's just start there.
Let's just go for it.
We've got some structure we've been working with over these last couple years. We start with bevies.
That's right. And we've had some good ones. So today I'm usually not one that does like diets or anything like that, but I am this week with my neighbors. I've been doing the Prolon 5-day fasting thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Britt, but it's supposed to like help with cellular rejuvenation and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so I have been drinking their drink and it's been no fun. And so I've been mixing it with the Unamate so I don't break my fast, you know? So that's what I'm drinking today.
So wait, are you doing a 5-day fast? Mm-hmm. Is it just like a liquid thing?
It's like a liquid in soups. Thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there is some eating. It's just all kind of liquid-ish things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like the cabbage soup diet.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I've really tried to stay clear of diets my whole life. And this one just got me. So me and my neighbors are doing it. And like, it came to a point last night, I ordered my family food and my husband took like this garlic roll and dipped it in his barbecue sauce. And I felt like he was trying to assault me.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt abusive.
It felt really aggressive. It felt really abusive. Like he piled his plate and then just like walked over and I mixed up like some powder in a soup and like drank it out of a mug. Like,
what day are you on?
Pathetic soul. This is my last day. Hallelujah.
Oh, dude, way to go. Hey, that's amazing. You should be very proud of yourself.
I am really proud of myself. I didn't cheat. Like I feel so happy about it.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment big time. My bevy of the day, I like a hot beverage in the morning. And mm-hmm. so I sometimes do this, it's the Unamate Fuel because this one has MCT oils in it. And which is like from coconut, right? So it kind of helps with your brain. It does technically break your fast, but it doesn't touch my blood sugars. And I have a monitor on right now. So it's kind of cool to see that like it does nothing. It's as if I ate and did nothing when I drink this, but it gives me energy and it does make me feel full even a little bit longer. And so mm-hmm. I like having the option because sometimes you're trying to like make sure your hormones are balanced. And so you want to give yourself something. Anyway, they have a flavor that I had never tried. And so I'm just happy about that today. But Cassandra,
wait, Britt, you got to say what company it's from though.
Oh, sorry. My goodness. Okay. So this is from Unicity. This is the company that I've been working with, obsessed with, love, learned about it through my brother who we've had on in a past episode. And there's a 2-part system that I use. And one of them is this Unamate tea, which is a yerba mate tea, but this is a little bit of a variation on that. So kind of just said it as if it was implied that you guys know. And I know many of you have heard us talk about the Unamate in the past, but this is a little bit of a different take, but same company.
Yes. Okay, good. And so if you want to try it, then you can like go to Britt's Mind Body Britt and follow a link and get it, right, Britt?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Or just message us because the direct link for this particular drink I'm talking about, message me for it because it's not in my link tree. It probably should. But yeah, it's not. So I think, Cassandra, we just gave them our bevies, but I feel like we need to crack them into some news, which is that.
So Britt and I are transitioning out of podcasting and going straight into our coaching practices. And the truth is that podcasting takes a lot of time and resources, and we just don't have that right now. Why we are trying to build these other practices that we are really drawn to. And so we will not be recording regularly anymore. And we will record intermittently and we say, don't like unfollow or anything like that, because we will be giving updates anytime we're trying to introduce a new program to you, or we have a thought that we think that you would really benefit from, then we're going to hop back on and just record something for you guys. But in general, we will no longer be recording and posting podcasts every other Tuesday.
That's right. And on top of that, we will pop in here and there on our Instagram feed. I know many of you follow us there. We're very thankful for your interactions there. Still keep that on your radar too, because we may not be as consistent or regular there, but we will definitely try to give you updates here and there of where we are and what we're doing next. And, you know, it's been a bittersweet decision. It's kind of sad for both of us. And we just wish there were more hours in the day so that we could do all of the things that we love, because this is still very much so one of the things that we love. It's just, you know, hard to juggle all of the things we love.
Yeah. And I think with absolute so much gratitude in our hearts for you following us on this journey and for you supporting us and laughing with us and helping make fun of us and all of that kind of stuff. Like, we just love it so much. It's been such a great experience for us that we have nothing but like fondness for recording together for 4 years.
Yeah. And we think about all the connections we've made, all the people we've met, all the incredible, unbelievable, outstanding guests we've had on, guests that we've still had in our mind of future. I mean, we just, this community that we've been exposed to, like, we can't thank you guys enough. We are so grateful for you. Even if you just recently found us, anywhere along the path, we are just grateful that you're here. And it's been an honor to like have this type of interaction and to be able to have a platform where we can share the things that are working for us and hear feedback from you on what you loved about it, what you do instead. All of that has just enriched our lives.
Yeah, so much. And speaking of like our guests and the interaction we've had, let's talk about our top episodes that we've had with guests. So we thought it would be fun to leave you guys with like some of your favorite episodes so that you can go back and re-listen or share with a friend. And we just thought it was really fun and also a way to just express our gratitude to those guests that came on that we interviewed.
Hey, and also let's just say that you might've missed one of these big time hits. I mean, it is possible that we're going to list a couple of these episodes and you're like, wait a second, I never heard that one. That was a top download. So we're going to tell these to you. Check them out.
Okay. So let's start with our guests, Britt.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay. So number one was our episode with Ashley Stock, our other best friend. And she came on, I think, 3 times throughout our recording. And it was always just nothing but amazing and a pleasure to do stuff with her. She's so full of insight. She's so full of knowledge and empathy and is just brilliant. And so we always enjoy those episodes. So it was no surprise to us that you guys enjoyed them too.
The first time she came on an episode with us, we discussed the topic of jealousy. Mm-hmm. And that was our number 2 downloaded episode. I mean, you guys over the years, that has been just one of your favorites, and go listen. You'll remember why. And then our number one was the second time we had her on was when she was talking about grief and really kind of delved into that and all the different things that she was going through and processing after losing her daughter, Stevie. So like Cassandra said, all her episodes did really well, but those were your top 2 faves.
Mm-hmm. And then for number 3 was another amazing guest of ours, Tara Lindahl. And she is with the very, very popular Instagram, Just Ingredients. And she talked to us about mental health, and we have followed her for years. You guys know that. We love her products. Run, Don't Walk. They are amazing. And we really had a great time talking to her. She is somebody that we have looked up to for years.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I've heard word on the street is they're going to be launching some popcorn flavoring, like salts to put on your popcorn. that are.
I couldn't be happier about this.
I mean, how awesome. Perfect for summer, right?
Oh yeah. What do you do on your popcorn? In our house, we do garlic salt and seasoned salt mix.
So to be honest, we usually don't. But we wish we would. Lola does like Parmesan cheese, and that's about as fancy as we get. But see, I need these options because maybe we would do it more. And if I felt like it was healthy, and I know it is for her, you know,
I love this. I think, oh my gosh, genius. Thank you. Give me all the salt for the popcorn.
Right. And she's always coming out with something new and amazing. And whenever she launches a product, I know I don't even have to research it because she has already done so much research.
Yes. It's just peace of mind that it's clean.
Yep. It's just a really great thing. Now she talked about mental health and her journey with that and cleaning up her act altogether from food to products to everything and how it helped with her mental health. So that's an amazing episode. And she has a podcast now that's I listen to and I really love it too. So so grateful for Carlin's time and we love that episode. The next one.
Wait, hold on. I just have to say my favorite bevy from Carlin is the strawberry protein shake. It literally tastes like a strawberry shake from In-N-Out or something. Like it is so good. I crave it.
It's delicious. And part of the reason I think it's so excellent is because you know, the freeze-dried strawberries.
Yep.
So it has those in there. So it has a very true strawberry. It's not like a strawberry candy. It's like actual strawberries.
It's so good. So if you haven't done that, go to the link in our bio and you can get linked to her, to Just Ingredients. And there's a coupon code and all of that kind of stuff. And you got to try it. It's so good. Perfect for summer.
Yes. So amazing. Okay. And then our number four most downloaded interview was with Shira Gill. Shira came on twice. We loved having Shira on the show. She is just an amazing life coach / focus on organization and minimalism.
Yes.
The book we love. We just are her biggest fans. But she came on and she did a whole episode on how to pause purchase impulse.
Yes.
You guys love that.
You guys really, really loved it. And so did we. We learned so much from her. She was one of our first guests. Like, remember when she said yes to us, Britt? And we were like, oh my God, why would she say yes to us? Like, we're idiots. And she's just like this huge person and she's going to come on. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We were feeling really proud of ourselves and very grateful for her. The last interview that we want to remind you guys of, which this does not take away in any way, shape or form from all of the interviews that we were obsessed with.
There, I know. We just can't name everybody.
Yeah, totally. We would name everybody if we could. And we mean that sincerely. These just happen to be our top downloads. So the last one, number five, was the time blindness episode that we did with Brooke White.
That episode changed my life.
Yeah.
It gave me so many words and reasons and things that I needed.
Yeah.
So gosh, Brooke just knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I think it did for a lot of people. I think a lot of people, and I think when she had the awareness of time blindness being attached to ADD and a lot of things made sense to her about herself all of a sudden.
Yeah.
She went on to kind of teach us about it, which then we all were able to have that same.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just so great. And if all of these people we just listed, follow them, give them all the love. They are so great to follow. You already know. You guys already know, but they're amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So Britt, now let's talk about the ones where it was just you and I chit-chatting.
Yes.
Which
okay.
Some of my favorites.
Yes. And these were your favorites. We decided to just go year by year. We're going to go 2019 all the way up to current date and pick one a year that were your top faves from that year.
Yeah.
So let's take it back to the very beginning. In 2019, we started in October and pretty early, our episode number 3 was thought downloads. You guys loved that one. We introduced that concept and we reference it pretty much for the next 4 years all the time.
Yeah.
It's a great foundational episode, but really good one. Check that one out.
Yeah, that is a great one. One we recommend all the time to people who are just getting into the thought work. It is a very powerful tool, something that we use constantly.
It is very possible that we sound a bit robotic or like noobs, because we most certainly were, but the concepts there are still really good.
Are still tried and true.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go on to the year 2020. Your favorite episode was number 29. You got to pray just to make it today.
Yes. We talked a lot about prayer and of course, 90s tunes references.
Yeah.
But that, I loved doing that episode. I think we both, yeah, we both loved that episode and you guys loved it too. So check that one out. What do we have for 2021?
Okay. So for 2021, we have episode 46. And I wrote down enriching relationships, but I know there was something else on the end of it.
Yeah,
but that's how it starts.
Yeah, enriching relationships. And I think we kind of go into how you can enrich those relationships. We talk about everything. There's a picture on the cover of us with our daughters, everything from your kids to your friends to your spouse, like just generally how to enrich those relationships. Mm-hmm. That was a ringer. You guys loved that one.
Because who doesn't need that? Okay, yep. So for 2022, your number one episode was number 56, and it is, why is it bad to want to be better?
I forgot with our title. I was going to say, very clever of us. Why is it so bad to want to be good? Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. A little Descendants-ish.
Yeah, totally. Oh gosh. I didn't think about that before, but that's true. Did you write down the number on that one? Sorry.
Yep, that one's 56.
Okay. 56.
Yep.
And then what about 2023?
Okay. So for this year, the number one episode is number 80. And that one is magic thoughts that you're going to want to steal.
Okay. You guys, you've been on the journey. Many of you have been on the journey, the long haul with us. Mm-hmm. And some of you found us somewhere in the middle. Some of you just recently found us. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here and for listening to those episodes and for caring about what we have to say and for sharing with us. Let's talk a little bit about what we're doing next. So Cassandra has some pretty awesome things in the cooker right now. Tell us what you got cooking.
Okay. So you can follow me just on my regular feed. I go back and forth. Or should I start like a coaching feed? I don't know. But for right now, it's just Cassandra Hull, CassandraHull. And over there, I am doing spiritual coaching. So for people who, what I have recognized is for people who feel like they don't really fit into a church culture anymore, or their church culture is just not serving them the way it once was, we are discovering new ways to enrich your current church practices or religious practices, or starting from scratch. So, you know, a lot of people will come to me and say, I need a spiritual practice. I know that I do. I thought in my 20s that I didn't, and I do need something more. And so we are digging into their family history and traditions and things like that and discovering what resonates with them and trying to build some spiritual practices around that.
Awesome. Yes. Love it so much. That's wonderful. And so how much is that going into? Are you also coupling that with some home design stuff, or is that a separate thing?
Yeah, you can sign up with me if you go to the link in my bio. It will take you right to my scheduler and you can sign up with me. And we can also discuss preparing a space for you that is, as I call it, your sanctuary, where that you can practice your spiritual practices and things like that. And so I am doing that work over there as well.
Awesome. Love that. Tell us what else. I don't know why you're not revealing the thing you're working on right now. People need to know about this.
Yes, this is true. Okay. So I'm also working with my energy healer. I am in a mentorship program with her, and I am working very closely with her on enhancing my energy healing and bringing that forward to my clients. So teaching my clients the way that the spirit works and talks to them. And so that's the work that I'm doing right now. That's like the section that I'm in. And so I have some really cool things to teach that I'm very excited about. So if, when you go to the link in my bio, it pretty soon. It's not up yet, but my website will be up soon, which is CassandraKennedyHull.com. And there will be an opt-in where you will be able to get weekly emails from me. And my weekly emails really are fun. They're kind of where I do a lot of teaching and stuff like that. And I do audio recordings on them. And so I'll send you just quick little messages, links to things that I'm loving in the wellness world. And yeah, my email list is actually like one of my most favorite things.
That's so awesome.
So if you want to stay updated on any of the courses that I'll be teaching or anything like that, then go sign up for my emails and get you the information.
So amazing. Okay. Awesome. So that's where you're going to find Cassandra. And then you can find me over at Mind Body Brit
with one T.
Yes. Thank you. See, jinx. Mind Body Brit with one T. And I'm on TikTok and I'm also on Instagram. And so we can be in touch there. I also have a website, mindbodybrit.com. And so you can find me at any of those places. Same thing. I have an option where you can go do like a consult call on my link tree in my bio on any of those places. And you can just do a little check-in and see if we feel like we're a good fit. If we feel like the things that I offer are what you need, then great. And if not, then great. But I do have the option to actually do one-on-one coaching, or I have the option to just kind of listen along and learn. There are also supplements that I use that you can try. So there's a lot of different things that I can do, but really the main thing that I've been working with most of my clients on is if they are wanting to kind of take a look at their metabolic health and they feel like they're inundated with so many different how-tos.
Yes, so many theories.
Yeah, how to get healthy, try this, try that. There's just so much out there. And so really my goal and my job is to help you simplify it, make it as approachable and realistic for your lifestyle as possible so that you can actually do it and stay consistent with it. We work closely to do that, as well as working through some of the mental muck that comes for most of us around health stuff and all the emotional and family and just the stuff that's typically tied into all of it sometimes takes a little time to work through.
Yeah.
And having a coach help you do that can be just really liberating and eye-opening and kind of uncover some things and then be able to set those aside and move forward with the way you want to do things. And so, yeah, that's mostly what I've been helping my clients with. And I'm having so much fun and just loving it so much. So as much as we both are in this wellness sphere heavily, we kind of have our different niches that we're leaning into right now. And, you know, the well always covered mind, body, and spirit or soul. And I feel like between the two of us, we've still got you covered in those arenas.
Yeah.
So come and get it, right?
Yeah.
We want to give that to you.
Yeah. And Brit's TikTok and her Instagram are just so full of like information and knowledge. It's just insane. Like she just has so much content over there that will really help you. Like even before you talk to her on the call, that you can really like get started doing so many simple things. And so it's just like a wealth of information. It's so good.
Well, I need to get on the ball with this idea of what you're doing with the weekly email. You're inspiring me, but it's the idea of we want to teach you and uplift you, whether or not you decide that you need our course or our program or anything like that. We've both always been very passionate about wanting to teach you what's working for us or what we see working for our clients or people in general. And so now that's just extending into more of separate businesses. But again, whether or not you want that aspect of it, just come along for the ride and take what you love and leave what you don't. And let's keep doing this wellness thing together.
Yes, we are. This is not a goodbye. It is like, see you where we see you.
Yes. Like stay with us is what we want to say. Stay with us.
Stay with us. Yeah. Yeah, it's been nothing but amazing. And we are just full of gratitude and hope. And we're excited to continue teaching people ways to live more full, healthy, well lives.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Well, you guys, thank you again. See you later. See you where we see you.
Mm-hmm.
And be well, as always.
Be well.